Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erev and Daf Nuntes. We are Nun Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Ein Moidedin Ela Min HaMumcha. So who can go ahead and calculate the Tchumen territory around the city? You must use the services of an expert surveyor, Mumcha. Now what happens if this fellow goes ahead and places some markers to establish the boundaries outside the Tchum? So he places two markers to the east of the city, 2,000 amah to the east, in order to draw a line between one and the other to set the line of the boundary. And what happened was that one of these markers has been laid further than the other one. Riba le'makam echad. At one point, he's increased the territory. V'umiyat makam achar. At the other point, it's been set closer to the city. So which one do you follow? Shayman le'makam shariba. You follow the marker placed further away from the city. To increase, as a result of that, you increase the territory of the tchum. Riba le'echad umiyat le'echad. If he increased at one point and decreased at the other point, which seems to be a repetition of the same halacha, the Gemara will ask the kasha. Shayman le'merube, you follow the one that's been placed further out. Continues the mission. Vafilu eved, vafilu shivcha, even a slave or a maidservant, ne'mon in the loymar, ad kan tchum shabbos, they are trusted, they are deemed credible to inform us. Up until this point, is the tchum shabbos. Generally, they're not believed when it comes to these things, but when it comes to Tchumen, we rely on their testimony. Why? When the Chacham established this concept of Tchum boundaries, it was meant to be applied leniently. That's why we follow all the leniencies here. We have a Safek, we go Lekula, we can even trust the account of the Eved or the Shafa. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. 14 lines from the bottom. Masnissen, Hachagasin, Ein Moidedin Ella Mumcha, Baki Bimudida. He has to be an expert in measuring territory. Riba Bimakam Echad, Umid Makam Acher. So the marker at one place was placed further from the city. Shinimtu Simona Tchum Keren Ze, Aruchin, Ubaltin. So the Simonim of the Tchum placed at this corner ended up being further out, Mikineged Simona Tchum Keren Shekinegdoi. From the markers placed at the other corner of that same side of the city. So we have a couple of markers placed to the east of the city. One of them placed further than the other one. Which one do you follow? Shayman le'makam shariba. We follow the one further out. Umetzin mid haktzor kenegda. And we pull out, we extend the entire territory opposite the further marker. How did this happen? What can we attribute this to? Says Rashi. Perhaps the reason why he placed the marker closer to the city was because he didn't pull the rope tight enough. Veneskatzer. And as a result of that, it got shorter. And the territory came out shorter. Vetzorach le'moitchoi b'chol koicha. You meant to pull it, stretch it with all your might. V'chitanyam tesefta. That's the way you meant to do it. So, although there's a discrepancy between the marker placed further out and the one closer to the city, we can justify and attribute it to lack of stretching. And therefore, we can go ahead and follow the one further out, which is presumed to be the correct one. Ribul echad miyad l'echad, which seems to be a repetition of the former halacha, and Farash Gemara, why the need to repeat this halacha? And the Mishnah concludes, why do we follow l'kula when it comes to tchum? The reason is shalei amr chachamim, kishe gazur shalei lotzei schus l'tchum. When the chacham established this gzera, one is meant to remain within the tchum, lo yamr l'hachim v'tchumim. They didn't mean to apply it stringently. Ela lahaka betchumen, rather to be makel. Therefore, we have a suffix. We follow the kula. We can follow the account of the Evan the Shivcha, because we're meant to follow the kula when it comes to tchum. Continues the Gemara on Tesam and Aleph. So Mishnah began by telling us, if there are two markers placed, one further out and one closer in, we follow the one that's further out. Lemakim shariba, which indicates we only follow that one, not the one closer. How's that possible? Isn't one included in the other? L'makam shariba in, only the further one, l'makam shemiyat loy, the one close or not? How does that work? Eima rather say, af l'makam shariba. We also follow the further one, meaning we presume that to be the correct one, and we extend the boundary of the city up until that point. The mission continued, riba le'echad umid le'echad. which seems to be a repetition of the former halacha. You've increased at one point and lessened the other. We follow the one which is further out. Hasulamali. Why this additional halacha? Hainuach, isn't this exactly what we just said? Hachi ka'amar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ribo echad. Umiyot echad. We're not speaking about the same person here. Two people took on this job of assigning the boundary of the city. One fellow ended up farther away from the city than the other one. Which one do you follow? Riba echad. One was marbe, umiyat echad. The other one brought the marker closer. Shayman lezesh riba. We follow the person who marked his marker further out from the city. Amar Rabbi, you meant to know that not always can we do this. If the discrepancy between the two markers is reasonable, can be reasonably justified and explained, as Rashi explained, perhaps he didn't stretch the rope far enough, or perhaps there's another reason that their measurements ended in such discrepancy. If there's a way to justify it, fine, we could follow the one further out. But if it's too extreme, the gap between both markers are too vast to justify it, then something's wrong here. We cannot go ahead and just blindly follow the one further out. It needs to be within the realm of reason. What is that realm? Amar Abaye, Bavad Shal Ayar BeYoser, it can increase it more Mibida Seir BeLachsoina than the diagonal from the city. We learned earlier on Daf Nun Vav that the proper way to measure the Tchumen around the city in order to achieve proper results, a Tchum which is 2,000 Amah wide, you have to measure it in a very specific way. Otherwise, you're going to end up with narrow Tchumen. For instance, he has this square city. It was actually, I'd say, a round city, and it was squared. Halakhically, we squared. We viewed it as if it's square. And he goes ahead and he draws a line from the city to establish a tomb of 2,000. So two ways you can do it. If he would draw a diagonal line off that corner, let's say the top right corner, a 2,000 amah diagonal line will actually result in a narrower tomb, because if he uses that as the outermost point of the city, as the cornerstone for his tchum, to draw the tchum boundaries from there around the city, since the diagonal line occupies more space than a straight line, he's going to end up having tchumen which are merely 1,428 wide. Therefore, the Gemara tells us we're meant to do it in a way where he increases the tchumen to its proper size. He places a virtual square right at that corner, a square of 2,000 by 2,000. And uses that as the cornerstone for establishing the boundaries around the city, which will result in boundaries 2,000 amah wide. That corner square actually has a diagonal of 2,800. But that's how you meant to measure it, so that you end up with tchumen of 2,000 around the city. So Abaye tells us, look, if the discrepancy between one measurement and the other, one person's marker and the other person's marker, can be justified by attributing it to perhaps one of them being unaware of the proper method meant to be applied. Perhaps one of them didn't know about this square concept, placing this square of 2,000 by 2,000 by the corner, which results in a proper tchum. He figured he was supposed to go ahead and draw a straight diagonal line out of that corner. And his tchumen resulted in being closer to the city, 1,428, rather than 2,000. So if we can attribute it to this unawareness, so the discrepancy between both measurements can be attributed to this difference in approach, then fine, we can justify it. And we can say that the proper one was probably the one further out, because he was aware of this halacha, of how to measure properly. But if the discrepancy is too wide, it cannot be attributed to any of these explanations, then we can't just simply blindly follow it. We have to go ahead and reevaluate things. So that's the limit, according to Abaye, and how far we can go ahead and follow the second fellow. Concludes the Gemara, Shlo Amr Chachamim Esadavar Lahachmer Lahakel, because the Chachamim, when they established Tchumen, it was only in a manner of leniency. Va'atanya, but we have a Braisa which says just the opposite. Lo Yomr Chachamim Esadavar Lahakel El Lahachmer. When the Chachamim established Tchumen, they didn't do it Lahakel, they did it Lahachmer. Amr Avina, the Braisa means like this. Lo Lahakel Divir Torah. They weren't coming to detract from Torah. Elo hachmal divat Torah. Actually, they're coming to add on Torah. because this entire concept of Tchumen was introduced by the Rabbanim. You know, Torah, you can walk out of your Tchum. So indeed, it's a Chumrah on Torah. But when it comes to applying Tchumen, then we go leniently. U'tchumen derabbanan. But since the concept of Tchumen is a derabbanan concept, so the application is done in a lenient format, as we learned in our Mishnah. So the establishment of Tchumen is definitely a Chumrah. The concept is an addition to Torah. But when it comes to how to apply it, when we have a suffix and so forth, we certainly will go l'kula, Tchumen derabbanan. Rashi and Daf Samach uses the lashon the chol beiruvin lahakel. We had this earlier regarding which shita to follow. That we go lekula. Since it's rabbanon, we follow lekula, and we're going to follow the marker placed further from the city, etc. Continues the mission. Yerushal yochev v'nasah shel rabim. So now we're going to go back to the concept of erev chatzeres and shita from a voice. So if we have several people living in a chatzer, they're not allowed to transfer from their homes, which is their private area, to the chatzah, which is a jointly used area. It appears like he's transferring from Shusha Yachet, Shusha Rabim, two types of Rishuyas can confuse matters. People might go ahead and apply that to a regular Shusha Yachet, Shusha Rabim. So the Chacham did not allow transferring from one Rishuyas to another. You can't even take from your house to your friend's house, even if it's not a jointly used area. The problem is transferring from one Rishuyas to the other. Unless they make Erev Chatzeres, in which case they go ahead and collect some bread and join together, merge together their usage of this Chatzer, in which case the entire Chatzer is being occupied by one resident, and it's one Dira, it's one ownership, one usage area, in which case it's not considered to be transferring from one Rishuyas to the other. That's Erev Chatzeres. Likewise, if we have several courtyards who are accessing the Mavi, the alleyway entrance to Rabbim, they can transfer from the Chatzah to the Mavi, because the Mavi is an area jointly used by the Chatzeres. Unless they go ahead and establish a Shita of Mavois. Once again, they collect some bread, and they go ahead and they merge together. They create this partnership between all the Chatzeres, and now we have one joint usage area, one ownership here, and one Rishus. Now, let's say we have entire city. Entire city can make one big Erev. They can all join together and make entire city into one Rishus, make a Erev Chatzeres, a Shittim of Voice, to combine the entire city as one. And now we can carry it throughout the entire city. Says the Mishnah, Irshal Yachad. If we have a city which was privately owned, that allows you to make an Erev throughout the entire city. One Erev, one comprehensive Erev. V'nasa Shel Rabim. Even if it changed ownership, meaning the person sold off some of the properties, and now it became a publicly owned city. In Ma'arvin Eskula, we can still go ahead and make one single solitary Erev throughout the entire city, and all residents can carry freely throughout the city, without any concern. However, let's say it was a publicly owned city. So it was initially established as an Ir Shel Rabim. Or as Rashi says, Shel Rabim means that it was accessed by 600,000 people. So it appears like it was Shusha Rabim. In that case, how are we concerned? Look, technically speaking, you can make an Erev throughout the entire city. One single Erev. To freely carry throughout. How are we concerned, however, when a city gives the appearance of a Shusha Rabim? Now, it doesn't even have to have technically a Shusha Rabim in it. Meaning a street which is 16 amas wide, etc. It doesn't even need to have that. No, to pose this concern. If it gives the appearance of a Shusha Rabim, it's a publicly owned city, as Rashi says, it's being accessed by 600,000 people. Chacham were concerned if we allow carry throughout the city through an Erev, then what's going to happen? People might totally forget and disregard the concept of Shusha Rabim. They'll say, look, this place looks like a Shusha Rabim, and we can carry throughout the city. So this might lead to confusion. They might go ahead and apply this concept to a ordinary Shusha Rabim and carry through Shusha Rabim. Therefore, Chacham said, look, you can make an Erev even in a publicly owned city, but you must make a heker. You must provide indication to explain, to demonstrate that the reason for carrying here is due to the Erev. This way, people will attribute it to the Erev and won't come to stretch this heter to a standard Rabbim. Says the Mishnah, Vishel Rabbim. If you have a publicly owned city, Venasa Shel Yochid. Now, even if eventually it became privately owned, somebody bought off the entire city, it will still retain its original status pertaining to our concern. Ein Ma'arvin Eskula, and therefore you cannot be Ma'arvin the entire city as one. So the Chiddush is, even though presently it's not any longer publicly owned, but since initially it was publicly owned, it retains that status. Rashi says perhaps it's going to return to the original status, it's going to become publicly owned again. In any case, it retains the original status, like the Ritva says, and it will have that same limitation. And what's the limitation? You can make an Erev, but you must leave something, a shear, something left over, a remnant, something out of the Erev zone. Don't include it in the Erev. They can make their own Erev, but not be included in the same Erev. And that will indicate to all that the reason for carrying the city is due to Erev. So you can be Ma'arev, provided you leave something out of the Erev. Ma'arev neskula, elim kein, unless osa chutala. You've left a portion of the city which was left out of the Erev. How large does that portion have to be? We have machlekes. Ki'ir chadasha shebi Yehuda. So the first sheet in the Mishnah says it has to be equivalent to the size of an ear, which was called chadasha. The Bartanur says that this was the smallest city in the area of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. So this was established by the Chachavim as a reasonably sized territory within a city to create that hecker. Because it was equal to a city, had a side of a city, so it creates that hecker. So it needs to be Ki'ir Chadasha Shem Yehuda, Sheyesh Bacha Mishan Diyurim, which contained 50 residents. The Gemara soon will say on Zav Samach that it was 50 between men, women, and children. So this was a small sized city, as Rav Vadi Batunur says, and therefore this provides a hecker, an adequate demonstration of shear for the city. Once you leave such a large portion out of the Erev, then it's noticeable and creates that demonstration and sends the proper message. You don't need to be so big. As long as you leave three courtyards, each one containing two homes, out of the Erev zone, that's enough of a shear and allows the Erev to be established in the city. So in short, we learned that there's a concern. If you create an Erev throughout this entire city, which appears like a public city, like it's just a rabbin, then perhaps people mistakenly will assume you can carry an Rishus Rabbim. So you can create this Erev, but leave something out of the Erev zone. Rashi says they can make their own Erev, but don't make one singular Erev throughout the entire city. Leave something out of it. How large does that remnant have to be? Or machlekes? So this applies to a city which was initiated and established as an Rishus Rabbim, even though now it changed hands. It's become a privately owned city, it retained its original status. This only applies to an Irsha Rabbim, but an Irsha Yachid. This concern doesn't apply, and one can go ahead and make an Erev throughout the entire city. And the Chiddush is, even if it changed hands, it's currently Irsha Rabbim, it retained its original heter, and an Erev is no concern. It says the Gemara, Hechi Dami Irsha Yachid, not Irsha Rabbim. Give me an example of a privately owned city which turned into an Irsha Rabbim. Rav Yehuda Kigoyin, Diskarta is a district, the Resh Galusa, this town that belonged to the Resh Galusa, who was the head of the community in exile in Bavel, generally a descendant of Beis David. And so he had a city, which was initially privately owned, and then became an Irsha Rabbim. So this is an example of the Irsha Yochid Venasra Rabbim, which was mentioned now in Mishnah. In which case, the mission says, there's no concern here. It has the din of a privately owned city. It doesn't have the din of a city like appears like it's just a rabbin. And therefore, one can make one Erev throughout the entire city. Amli Rav Nachman. My time, why did you single out the city as an example for a city where this Erev is allowed? Is it because Ilema Mishum de Shrichi Gabe Hermana? Is it because the multitudes are to be found by the Resh Galusa there to get reshus, to become a dayan, such type of thing. So everybody's there, and there's a multitude of people there. And due to the fact that lots of people are found there, matkri adadi, They discuss matters. They make each other, they keep each other mindful. They'll keep each other aware of the fact that the reason why you're carrying the city is due to the Erev, and it won't bring about confusion. Everybody will be full well and aware of the fact that there's an Erev here allowing carrying. Is that why you chose to single out the city? This concept will apply to any city amongst Klal Yisrael. Why? Because everybody comes to shul, Shabbos morning, go listen to the drasha. We have multitudes in every city. Kul Yisrael nami, b'tzafa de Shabbat, Shabbos morning, shechiga be'adadi. They're found next to each other. There are lots of people milling around. And they'll keep each other mindful. So why single out specifically this city? Elam Rav Nachman could go in this karta, denat zuoyi. So Rav Nachman says, indeed, this concept will apply to any city. And an example of a Ir Shel Yachid that turned into Sheol Shel Rabim would be this district that belonged to this fellow in Atzoi, which is also fine for an Erev. Ton Rabban. Ir Shel Yachid and Sheol Rabim. So up until now, we spoke about a city that not necessarily even had a Rishis Shel Rabim running through it. Now the Brisa will discuss such an example with a Rishis Shel Rabim as well. So we had an Ir Shel Yachid that turned into Ir Shel Rabim, which is a Rabim or a Beres Pesach. We have actually a Rishis Rabim, Rashi says, as 16 amas wide, so it conforms in size to Rishis Rabim. Now, since it's an Ir Shel Yachid, he'd like to make an Erev to allow carrying throughout the entire city. Problem is Rishis Rabim running through it. How do you address that? Ketzad Ma'ar V'Noisa. How do you enable carrying through the city? Says the Brayse, Oysa Lechem Mikan, Lechem Mikan. He encloses the Rishis Rabim by placing a lechi, this side post, on either end of the Rishis Rabim, or a crossbeam over either end of the Rishis Rabim. We're speaking that the Rishis Rabim had two mechitzas already, had houses running on either side. You just need to close off the third and the fourth sides. So by doing so, he closes it, and this allows him to carry in between. Meaning, this shuts off the Rishis Rabim, makes it a mokamuk of mechitzas. Now, he could go ahead and make an Erev throughout the entire city, which apparently also had mechitzas. Says the Braisa Ve'im Arvanos L'chatzoyin. Not only can, is he allowed to make an Erev throughout the entire city without making a shear, without leaving anything out of the Erev, but even if he chooses to split the city into two, you can't. Ve'im Arvanos L'chatzoyin. Why? Because since this is an Ir Shel Yachid, or initially it was an Ir Shel Yachid at least, so it's been established as one single entity. It's like one chatzar. You can't split a chatzar into two, and therefore you need to make one single Erev throughout the entire city. Everybody has to be mishtatev in the Erev. V'yei ma'avronos l'chatzar en el oy kula. Either you make one Erev throughout the entire city, oy mavi mavi f'neatzmoy, or each alleyway separately. How do you do that? The Gemara soon will explain. This is a unique case where they actually built some physical barrier in front of their mavi to indicate, look, I'd like to be on my own. I don't want to participate with you. That separates them. They don't need to participate. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. 3 lines from the bottom. Why can't you split the city into two? Says Rashi, the kivud de mikor chadahi, or chadahavoy. Since initially it was one, asri hanyahani. They all interfere with each other. There's a conflict here because they're in one area and they're not participating. Vahavi kemovi. It's similar to an alleyway where there are lots of chatzeres accessing the alleyway, and one of them decided not to participate. He forgot to take part in the Erev. He interferes with everybody. He affects everybody. Nobody can carry. So this entire city is like one mavi, and unless everybody is included, it's us. Oy mavi mavi, or each alleyway separately. They'll come on parach. Soon the Gemara will ask, hashtanami l'sradadi. In this case as well, they should interfere with each other. How can they go ahead and separate themselves? The Gemara soon will explain that they built something to separate them physically. Continues the Braisa. What about hoysa shel rabim? Farayi shel rabim. It was established as a public city, and it still is a public city. But it still doesn't appear like a Rishis Rabim. Why? Ve'en lo ela Pesach echad. So Rashi explains that generally the streets running through the city will open up both sides. it ran from one side of the city where it had one entrance over to the other side of the city, we have another entrance or exit. So the city had two Pesachim. But if the city only has one Pesach, in which case the street is only open on one side, then the other side runs into a dead end. That doesn't appear like a Shisrabim. A Shisrabim is meant to be open-ended on both sides, just as the Shisrabim in the Midbar was open-ended. So therefore, even a publicly owned city, a Shisrabim, if it doesn't appear like a Shisrabim, because it doesn't have this element, lack of this feature mitigates the Shisrabim appearance and allows one Erev to be established throughout the city. So, Be'en Leila Pesach Echad, Ma'arvin Eskula, you can make an Erev throughout the entire city. Let's see Rashi inside, the top line. Be'en Leila Pesach Echad, V'la'bu Feleshasi. It's not open-ended on both sides, V'lo'i Dami L'digle Midbar. So, since it doesn't appear like the encampment of the Yisrael in the Midbar, meaning it's not open-ended, it doesn't have the Yishus Rav appearance, that removes our concern, our restriction. There's no Gzera here. What was the Gzera? When something appears like a Shisrabim, it's a Yisharabim, publicly owned, or as Rashi said, it's being accessed by multitudes, by 600,000 people. Then it appears like a Shisrabim, and if you allow carrying freely throughout the area just by use of an Erev, perhaps people will say, well, look, you're carrying a Shisrabim. But that's only if the street is open-ended, if the city has two Pesachim. But if it doesn't have this additional feature, it doesn't give the appearance of a Shisrabim, and the concern is nullified. So at this point in the Gemara, only a city which appears like a Shisrabim, publicly owned, has two Pesachim, it will have this limitation that you must leave something out of the Erev zone to allow carrying throughout the city. Continues the Gemara. So we just mentioned that if the city, the Irshal Yachid, where one Erev can be established, features a real Rishis Rabim running through it. How do you address that? You place a lech on either side, a kohen on either side, which encloses the Rishis Rabim, allows the Erev to be established. Says the Mantana, who is the Shita? The Me'av Rishis Rabim. And you can do that. Omar Avhuna Berdev Shur Rabbi Yehuda. This is Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, Yasa Akenam Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, said Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi Yesh Leishnei Batim. If there are homes on either side of the street, you have homes on the right side, homes on the left side, which create two mechitzes. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, shtei mechitzes derais. As long as you have an area enclosed with two mechitzes, minat Torah, that is already a Rishus HaYachad. Now, with Rabban, you can't carry it unless you probably enclose it. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, all you need to do is add a lechi on side 3 and side 4. So you have a Rishus HaRabim, you have a home on either side, which creates an enclosure of two mechitzas. Says Rabbi Yehuda, to properly enclose it, just place a lechi over here, and a lechi over here, or a kair over here, a kair over here, which will affect proper closure. Oise lechi mikan, velechi mikan, oikari mikan, vikari mikan, v'noisein be'emtza, and freely carry throughout. Amr Lloyd, Rabban disagreed. They said, no, ein ma'arim shesam b'kach. You can't do that. You can't enable carrying shesam by simply placing a lechi oikari, because they hold that sholosh mechitzis deraisa. Unless you have three mechitzis enclosing an area, it's not a shesay yachid. Therefore, in this case, you cannot enable carrying simply due to the fact that you have two mechitzes. So this braisa, which allowed, apparently is following Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Continues the Gemara. Omar Marasa, we just learned, a Irshal Yachid must have one Erev throughout the city. You can't, even if you would lie, you can't split the city into two. It's one entity. It's one usage area. Ve'ei ma'arvenu es l'chatzoin. You can't split the city into two. Amra Papa. Loi Amru, Elarka. This restriction, not allowing the city to split into two, is only if they choose to split the city along the length of Rishus HaRabim. So if we have a city, a long city, with the Rishus HaRabim running right in the middle of it, from one side to the other. So if they choose to split the city this way, along the length of Rishus HaRabim, we'll do our own Erev, we'll do our own Erev. We can't do that. You know why? Because since the Shisaram running right through the city, they're both connected to that Shisaram, which is their joint access area. So it's inevitable. They're just connected to each other. They can't split from each other. The Shisaram connects them, and therefore they can't split one from the other. Abel l'rach b'ma'arvin. But if they choose to split the city along its width, so again we have this long city with the Shisaram running right through it. Let's say instead of doing it this way, splitting the city this way, they're going to slice it this way, right across that Rosh Hashanah. In this case, they can do it, because these people will go out, leave the city through that Pesach. These people will leave the city through this Pesach. They don't have to mingle with each other. They don't have to interact. So in this case, they can split from each other, make two separate areas. Aval l'roch b'marv. Let's take a look at Rashi. Second line from the top. It says, Rashi, Ela lo erka. Derech ayoreis, it was the style, the custom, the way they designed their cities, liyois pischei filusheim l'erkam, that their doorways, their openings of the city, pischei filusheim would be l'erkam, along the length of the city. V'shusarabim oivereis from Pesach l'Pesach. And the Shusarabim, the main street, would run from one Pesach of the city to the other. V'chaluk l'erkam. And the city would be split along its length. So you have a long city with a doorway on this side, a doorway on this side, a Pesach on either side. Shisaram would run from one Pesach to the other and split the city into two. Therefore, Hilkach, Ein b'nei Eivar halaz, Rashoin la'ar levadan. U b'nei Eivar halaz, levadan. This prevents them from splitting. The fellows on this side of the city, on this side of Shisaram, can't say, well, we're doing our own thing this Shabbos. We're splitting ourselves. We're separating ourselves from you, because both the residents from either side are going to be stepping and using the Shisaram. It's inevitable. They're going to be using the Shisaram to go out of the city, to go out of the Psachim on either side. This Shisaram inevitably is connecting them, because they're all jointly using the area. And this way, they conflict with each other. They consider like they're one union, one joint area, and they cannot split from one another. But if they decide to split along the width of Shisaram, b'nei shnei ha'evarim l'roish ha'echad levad, u'b'nei shnei ha'evarim l'roish ha'sheni levad. So again, we have this long city, Shisaram running right through the middle. Instead of splitting this way, which they can't, perhaps they'll split this way. So the fellows who reside over here, Shnei Avar means on both sides of Shisaram, on that side of the city, near that Pesach, will say, look, we're going to use this Pesach. We're not going to interfere with you. And likewise, the people on this side will do the same. That they can do. Ma'arvin. They can split and make two separate areas. Why? Sharei Yechoyel Nistalek Elim Elu. Because they can separate one from the other. And there won't be any traversing one over the other. And these people choose their entrance, and these decide to use their Pesach. Each one has an outlet, a way to get out of the city. They don't have to interfere with the other. Continues the Gemara. So our Papa makes that distinction. Yeah, you can't split the city in a way where they're inevitably connected. But if they can figure out a way that they both have their own route, the one way out of the city, they don't need to interact, then there's no concern. They can go ahead and split and make two separate areas. Says the Merkiman, this allowance to split the city in this manner is following which shita? Kiman, the Lake Rabbi Kiva, apparently it's not Rabbi Kiva. There's machlekes later on daf ayin hey between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, pertaining to a case where you have two courtyards, one outer one, one inside. Meaning you have a shesarabim, the chatzer next to it, and another chatzer behind it, who needs to access that outer chatzer, that chatzer chitzen, to get the shesarabim. Now, what happens if the chatzer, hapnimis, the interior one, didn't bother making an Erev with the exterior one. They made their own Erev to allow carrying within their own chatzah, but they didn't include the chatzah chitzayin in the Erev. They didn't go ahead and make one Erev with the chatzah chitzayin. Now, they're not living out there, so perhaps they don't need to be included in one Erev, but since they have access rights, the pedestrians, it's a regal, they're walking through it, perhaps that creates a conflict, that interferes. They need to be included in the Erev of the chatzah chitzayin. So machlekes, Rav Akiva says, in this case where the residents of the inner chatzah made their own Erev, so although they didn't make an Erev with the bnei chatzar chitzayna, it's okay. Sorry, contrary to Rav Akiva, it's not okay. They need to make an Erev with the bnei chatzar chitzayna because they're walking through them. They consider like residents. So unless they get included in the Erev of the chatzar chitzayna, they make everything us, meaning that the members of the chatzar chitzayna cannot carry throughout their chatzah because there's interference here. There are people walking through here who are not included in our Erev. That's Rav Akiva's shita. He holds that access rights, walking rights, is deemed like residency. It's considered like they're living here. They need to be included in the Erev. Chacham say no. In this case, there's no need to include them in the Erev of the chatzah chitzayna. They're just walking through it. They're not living here. So that's the machlokes between Rekim and Rabban. Says the Gemara, our halacha Rav Papa, who allows splitting the city along its width, l'rachba. Why? Because these will use that Pesach, and these will use this Pesach. And therefore it's okay. Now, although perhaps, even in this case, it's going to be a regal. There's no real separation here. They still have access. Each person has access to the other side of the city as well. So although he's creating his own Erev, but he's still going to walk through there. There's no real separation here. There's regal. Nevertheless, Rav Papa says, as long as they chose, each one chose his respective part of the city, that's okay. This is where I reside. This is my place. I don't need to include you in my Erev. Despite the fact that I have access over your portion as well. Apparently that is not following Rabbi Akiva, who deems access as residency and requires inclusion in the Erev. Says, no, come on, this statement of Papa, the Lord Rabbi Akiva, apparently is not following Rabbi Akiva. He gave Rabbi Akiva, because according to him, Ha'amar, hasn't he said, Regla Moteris from Koima. If we have Regal, somebody coming through my territory from the inner chatzar, where over there he made an Erev. He's Moteris from Koima. He's allowed to use his Erev. He made his own Erev. But he didn't interact with me. He didn't make an Erev with me. Ayseres afilu shlovim Koima. It interferes even though it's out of its area, even though he's coming through my chatzar, which isn't really his place of residence. Because walking through is significant enough. It's considered like he's living here. And therefore he interferes. So apparently Rav Papa, who doesn't reckon with this concept of walking through, is not following Rav Akiva. Doesn't want to know, I feel the same Rav Akiva, it can be following even Rav Akiva. Ad kan l'kam Rav Akiva hasam, it's only over there that Rav Akiva is concerned about that walkthrough. Ela b'shtei chaseris. Zu l'fnei mezu, that's unique to a case where you have one chatzar within the other. Because there's no other way out. The pnim is lesla pisach arena. Because the fellow inside doesn't have another way out. There's only one Pesach to the Chatzar HaPnimis. So it's inevitable that he has to walk through here. Therefore, we reckon with that. Aval Hocha. However, in the case of this city, we have two Pesachim. Hani Nafki by Pischa. These residents will leave the city through that Pesach. Vahani Nafki by Pischa. The residents of this half of the city will walk out through this Pesach. There's no interference whatsoever. There isn't even a regal here. Then now you're walking through the other side because each one could choose his Pesach and therefore they can make their separate Erev. Ikadami, there's another version, Amrav Papa, don't think that when we say a city can't split into two, that's only because they're doing it along the length of the Yerusha Sarab, in which case the Sarab is inevitably connecting them. Aval L'Rachvam Arvin, but suppose they do it along the width of Shusram, which provides each half of the city their own personal Pesach out of the city. Perhaps in that case, Ma'arvin, you can do it? No. El afilu l'rochba namalei Ma'arvin. Even in that case, it's ineffective. Kaman Kerakiva? Is it because he's following Rabbi Akiva's Shita that walking rights is considered like residency and therefore you must be included in the Erev? But not according to the Rabbanon, who would say that in this case, you don't need to include them because they're living in two separate distinct areas. So is the Rabbi following Rabbi Akiva out the Rabbanon? No, no, afilu tema Rabbanon. It can be following even Shita's Rabbanon. Who will agree in this case that it's a problem. Ad kan loy kami Rabbanon hasam. It's only over there by the two chatziris. That Rabbanon maintained, there's no concern. Why? Elu b'shtei chatziris zu lefim izu. In the case where you have one chatzir within the other, the pnim is achta ledosha m'shtamsha. Because the inner chatzir can simply close their door m'shtamsha and use their chatzir privately. They don't have to come out here on Shabbos. There's a mechitza, there's a doorway separating them. Aval hacha. But in our case of the city, there's no mechitza inside the Shisram. Mimotzi mesalki Shisram mehacha. Can you remove the Shisram from here? Meaning, the Shisram is one long street stretching from one side of the city to the other. It's an inevitable connector. You can't say, well, we're going to use this side, use that side. As long as there's no mechitza here separating, you're inevitably connected, like it or not. Therefore, you don't have the option of splitting the city into two. Okay, so in conclusion, we have two versions of Rav Papa. According to the first version, if you split the city along its width, meaning you go across the Shisram, allowing each side of the city its own separate Pesach out of the city, that's okay. According to the second version, even that would not be allowed. Omar Mar, let's get back to the Brisa, which said, Neir Shel Yachid needs to have one singular Erev. Or each Mavi can make its own Erev. How's that? Omamar, oy kula, either the entire city together, oy mavi mavi fneatzmo, or each mavi separately. Says the Gemara, ma'ishnal chatzon deloy. Why can't they split the city into two? Asher adadi, because they interfere with each other, because they're one entity. Mavi mavi nami asher adadi. In this case as well, they interfere with each other. Hachemay skinan. Apparently, we're speaking going to overduck. They erected some small size physical barrier. Rashi says this was a Pesach Namuch, a low Pesach. Tosfos says it was a Mechitza, either a 4 Tefachim high, some say 10 Tefachim high, in front of the Mavi. We sent a message, look, we'd like to be separate. We don't want to be included in the city. So in that case, that's okay. They don't have to be included in the area of the city. V'chiha, just as the Amar, Rav Idi, Bar Abin, Amar Chizda. Echad mibnei mavi. If you have a typical alleyway with several chatziris channeling into it, so generally they all have to be mishtatif in the shittif mavois, because they're all part of the same usage area, same entity. But let's say one fellow opted out, she'asa daka lepischei, one of the bnei mavi, one of the chatziris, made a daka in front of his pesach, meaning that he created this small Pesach, as she says, or Mechitza like Tosfos, which indicates, look, I'd like to be separate from the rest. So if the Echad Meimavi Shasa Daka LePischei, Eino Yisrael Meimavi, he won't create a conflict on the rest. He won't interfere with the rest. He does not have to be included in the Shittim of voice. That explains our halacha. Although the Ishal Yachad needs to be accounted for as one entity, but if one of the Mavois, or many of the Mavois, erected this indicator, this mechitza which separates them, then we no longer have to include it. Continues the Gemara. Chaysa sharabim barihim v'chul. So getting back to the Mishnah, when we have a publicly owned city, we must leave something out of the Erev zone for concern that it might lead to confusion. Look, we carry in this place, which appears as a sharabim. Let's carry anyway. Therefore, in order to send that message that the carrying here is simply due to the fact that it's an Erev, you must leave something out of the Erev zone, which will raise awareness to the fact that the Erev is allowing carrying. Says the Gemara, Reb Zera Arva Lemata Derechia. Reb Zera established an Erev to the city of Reb Chia. Reb Chia resided. V'loy Shavak Lashir. And he didn't leave anything out of the Erev zone. He made one single Erev throughout the entire city. Now, as Rashi explains, this city was initially a public city, Eir Shel Rabim, and currently was also a public city. So the question was, How did Reb Zera allow this Erev to be established in this manner without leaving anything out of the Erev? Omalei Abaye, my time of Admar Hochi. Why did you do this? Omalei, he told him, Sabi di do Amrili, the elders of this town told me, that Rav Chibar Ashi, Ma'arav Kula. That Rav Chibar Ashi also established one Erev throughout the city. Va'amina. So, I figured, based on that, Shmamino, apparently, Irshal Yachid. V'nasa Sharabmi, apparently, this was established as an Irshal Yachid. Zolo, currently, it's publicly owned. It retains its initial status, as we learned in the Mishnah, and has a din of Irshal Yachid, which allows one Erev to be established. So I based on the fact that Rechei Barashi also formally enacted one Erev throughout the entire city. Apparently, it was because it was an Irshal Yachid. And that's why I did likewise. Amalei Sabai responded, but actually that version of accounts is erroneous. The elders told me personally that the reason for the Erev was not because it was an Irshal Yachad. Actually, it was an Irshal Rabim. But as we learned earlier, even an Irshal Rabim, it only raises a concern when it appears like Irshal Rabim. For instance, when the street running through it is open-ended on both sides, the city has two psachim. Then it gives the appearance of a Rishus HaRabim. But this city, although it was an Irshal Rabim, it had a blockage on one side. Hahi Ashpa had this heap of trash. Havala Mechad Gisa. It had that on one side, which created a blockage on that street. So since the street only had one Pesach, it didn't appear like Rishus HaRabim. And that's why, that was the reason why he made an Erev. But that was then, Vahashta di Pandula Ashpa, now that the trash was removed, Havel Kishne Psachim Vasir. Now it's like it has two entranceways. It's a city with two openings. The street runs through from one to the other. And it's an open-ended Rishus HaRabim. It appears like a Rishus HaRabim city. And therefore you cannot go ahead and make one Erev throughout. You must leave something out of the Erev zone. So you had figured that the reason for the Erev was because it was an Irshal Yachad. That wasn't the reason. It was an Irshal Rabim. But it was lacking that other element, the other ingredient. It wasn't open-ended. That's why he made the Erev. But now that the Irshal Rabim is open-ended, you can no longer make the Erev. You have to leave something out of the Erev zone. Amalei. So Zer responded to Abaye, Lama Datoy, you're right, I didn't really pay attention. Indeed, I erred. Boy minei Rav Ami Ba'ada Harpino. Me Rabba. So you asked Rabba the following question. We said that a Irshal Rabim means a publicly owned city, and also when the Irshal Rabim is open-ended. Let's say it's not open-ended. It's open on one side, but when it gets all the way to the other side of the city, it's blocked by a wall. But there's a ladder there, which provides outlet. It could channel out the traffic. So although the mechitza is there, but the ladder provides access over the mechitza. Should we view that as a Pesach? Does the ladder negate the mechitza? And now we consider like an open-ended city, like an open-ended Rishus HaRabim? Or perhaps the mechitza is still intact, despite the fact that there's a ladder there providing access over the mechitza? That's the question. Sulam mikan, or Pesach mikan mau. So you have a Pesach on one side, but a sulam leaning against the wall on the other. Does a sulam create a Pesach or not? Omar lei, so he told him, Hochi amar Rav. So he quoted Rav as follows. Sulam teres Pesach olav. Yeah, the sulam negates the mechitza, it creates a Pesach. And now we have an open-ended Rishus HaRabim, has a din of Irshal Rabim. Omar lei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman announced to them, Lo yisat tzitzulei. Don't listen to him with this version of Rav, that the sulam creates a Pesach. Hochi amar Rav Adam Rav. I have another version, Rav Ada, same name of Rav, and no. Sulam teres Pesach alav, teres mechitza alav. A sulam is arbitrary. You could use it at your own convenience. Lekula, whatever suits you best. A sulam can be considered like a Pesach, if you need it, but it can also be considered like a mechitza, meaning it won't negate the mechitza. The wall's a wall, despite the fact that there's a ladder leaning against it. What does that mean? Teres mechitza alav, when will we treat the sulam like a mechitza? Kedamon, as we just said, we have the city which has a Rishus HaRabim running from one Pesach, but then on the other side it gets stuck by a wall and there's a ladder there. The ladder does not remove the mechitza. It remains closed, shuttered. and the city can have one entire Erev. Because a ladder provides access over the Mechitza. Doesn't take away the Mechitza. That's one application of a ladder. Toras Mechitza Olav, it retains its Mechitza. Toras Pesach Olav, when can we view the ladder as a Pesach? B'sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. When it has a lenient application. You have Mechitza running between two Chatzeres. And the halacha is, they have to make their own separate independent Erevs. Because there's no access between one and the other. Now, if there's a Pesach between the Chatzeres, which allows access, then it's up to them. They can decide to make their own separate Erevs, or they can decide to join together as one. What if we have a wall with a ladder on either side, which gives them access? In this case, as Rav Nachman, we can use the ladder to provide Pesach. Since it's providing a leniency. It's being applied as a kula. B'sulam shebein shtei chatzeres, ratzu echad ma'arev. So since they have a Pesach here, they have a choice. If they want, they can make one Erev, meaning they could join together as one due to this Pesach, which provides access one to the other. Ratzu, if they want, shnayim ma'arev. They can make separate Erevs, one for each chatzer. So Rav Nachman maintains, a sulam has both elements to it. Use it as you wish. And we apply it l'kula in each case. So in the case where the sulam is present between two chatzeres, we say, well, you'd like to use it as a Pesach, go ahead. And deem the chatzeres as though they are connected, which allows, if they wish to, this allows them to make one Erev. And in the case of the city, we have a Yisram running from one Pesach, getting stuck at the wall on the other side of the city, and there's a sulam there. In that case, we can apply it leniently as well. We say, well, the sulam here is not creating Pesach. It can't negate the mechitza. It's considered to be blocked off. And this Rishus Rab doesn't have the proper appearance of Rishus Rab. And this results in a kula. Because now we consider the city like an Irshal Yachid. And one can go ahead and freely establish one single Erev throughout the entire city. So in summary, according to the first version of Rav, a sulam creates a Pesach, even if it's a Chumrah. And according to Rav Nachman, it can have both elements. It can be a Pesach, it can be a non-Pesach, depending on how you want to apply it. Okay, time for a brief chazara of today's daf. We began with the Mishnah and the Gemara, which explained for us that the Isra of Tchumen is a Dirabbanan. So although it's been established as a Chumrah on top of Din Torah, but the application is meant to be Lekul. Therefore, if we have any sort of Suffolk, we follow the lenient approach. We're going to even listen to the evidence of Shivcha, who dictate to us the Tchum of Shabbos. We proceeded with the next sugya, which was pertaining to Erev Chatzeres, Shetiv Mavois. And we learned as follows. If we have an Irshal Rabbim, what is an Irshal Rabbim? It's publicly owned. Or as Rashi says, it's being accessed by 600,000 people. And it needs another element as well. Two Psachim. Meaning the street running through it needs to be open on both sides. So a city that contains both these elements, which has the appearance of a Irshal Rabbim, that raises a concern. If you make one single Erev throughout the entire city, perhaps people might think you can carry in Rishus Rab. Therefore, you must leave something out of the Erev zone to raise awareness, to explain that the reason for carrying is based on Erev. So you can't be Ma'arev the whole entire city. You must leave something out, a shear. How large does that shear need to be? Rida says, equivalent to the size of the Erev Chadasha, which contained 50 residents, according to Reb Shimon, you don't need it to be that large, as long as you leave three courtyards with two houses in each. Regarding an Irshal Yachid, in that case you can ma'arev the entire city. So, let's say he decides, I'd like to make each Mavi separately. He can do that, provided he made a Daka, that physical barrier in front of the Mavi, which separates him from the rest of the city. But otherwise, you can't just go ahead and split the city into two. Rav Papa tells us, to split the city along its length, along the length of Rishus Rabbim, that can't be done because inevitably they're connected. What about along its width, giving each side of the city its own way out of the city, its own Pesach? That depends on both versions of our Papa, according to one version, yeah, according to one version, not. Regarding a Sulam leaning against the wall, does that make it into a Pesach? Or can we still consider that Mechitza intact? We concluded with a Machlekes.